These two groups were locked in a struggle for the control of ancient Rome. Neither side was prepared to compromise. It looked like the two tribes would be forever divided.
That was until a new contender appeared on the scene. He was young and he had no great political or military experience. But he was wise to the political potential of images. He would unite Rome, not by the force of an army, but by the power of art. His name, Octavian, or as he would become known, Augustus.
Augustus came from the monarchist camp. Although half of Rome supported him, the republicans remained deeply suspicious. To win them over, Augustus needed to persuade the republicans he posed no threat to the power of the traditional families. He had a problem. This was his image, the typical trendy, big-haired look that the monarchists favoured and the republicans hated. To get their support, Augustus would need to reinvent himself. This is what his artists and sculptors came up with. Something far more humble, hair flattened, the face more gentle and mature. All a lot less threatening.
This was the look that Augustus finally approved. Frowning, serious, humble, a man of the people. A look that was calculated not to antagonize the republicans. And having created this image, Augustus had it copied. Hundreds and hundreds of copies went out all around the empire.
His strategy began to work. The empire prospered, and with it, his own power and fame. But Rome itself remained tense. The republicans were still suspicious that he was accumulating power for his own personal ends, and they believed he had plans to sweep the traditional ruling families aside and grab all the power for himself. Augustus feared assassination. To win over his enemies, he needed to come up with an image that would persuade the republicans once and for all.